And like the because the real kicker is going to be that it seems likely that we won't see the Mats again until June at the earliest,
Yeah,
right?
at the earliest, yeah.
And so if that's the case, like, you know, we're going to start seeing a lot of people drop off. They're going to cancel their memberships. They're going to be like, I'm done with this. You know, move on to other things. As it turns out, I really didn't need jujitsu at all.
The best part is everybody's going to suck as bad as I do now.
Yeah. Everybody, welcome to the 6 a.m. podcast. It has been reborn.
We back, baby.
Back, baby. What episode is this, Pat?
Number 49. We almost at the big 49. 50.
It is live. It's represent Mr. Galino.
Hey, I once had a wart on my finger, and I thought it was gone, and it came back. That's kind of like this.
This is the 6 a.m. podcast, man. You got rid of that wart for good. You didn't.
No, it's here.
It comes back.
I mean, it comes back. It's the
best. It always does.
Yeah.
So what have you guys been doing?
Thriving, man. Yeah. So I was thinking about, like, thriving in the corona jive, like all this quarantine garbage. Man, I've been so busy just kicking it in my yard and having fun.
Yeah, listen, what are you talking about? You said there's a quarantine? What's going on?
Well, I mean, you haven't heard?
Like right now?
I'm not. Yeah. Is it current? Is it still happening, or is this just? Did this just happen to you, or is it happening to everybody?
I don't know, man. There was a guy next door who was telling me about it. So I mean, I was like, we don't leave the house anyways. So I just been hanging out.
And you're like, what are you doing out here? Get back in your house.
Outdoors, have you, Galino?
Yeah, I've been getting some dirt under my fingernails.
Oh yeah, man. So have I. I've been doing a lot of yard work and whatnot. Building garden beds, I understand. You and I talk on a regular basis, so you know even though we're absent from the public sphere of our class and everything else, you and I talk on a regular basis. So we've been building some garden beds.
Yeah, so we put in a garden. So you know, Gabby came home, and I've been trying to make some spaces for her to hang out with her limited energy and all that stuff. So I decided to make like these like little spots around the house and around the yard where she can go and chill out. And so I built a garden with all these raised beds, and you know, there's going to be a little bench there for her to chill out at. And then I built a another garden. It's a blackberry garden. She calls it her secret garden, right? So I planted the blackberries in a circle, and I made a gate. And in that gate, once it all grows up, you won't be able to see anything in there. And I planted some grapes in there, and I planted some flowers for her. And so she'll be able to go out there and take a nap. And, you know, I got a gazebo to put together.
Do you have a hammock out there for her? Is she going to take a nap?
She does have a hammock, yeah.
See, hammocks are the best.
Yeah, so she takes a nap in the hammock, and then we've got couches on the porch, and we're going to put a gazebo over that to keep the bugs away and stuff like that. But she's just going to have little spots where she can go and just chill out and do her thing.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah.
So listen, is this available for public consumption, or can you come to people's houses and build it?
I'll check with my neighbor.
Okay, because that's where you put this stuff, in your neighbor's house?
No, he's just the one who told me you're not supposed to go anywhere. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, you're right. I forgot about that already.
Yeah.
So you're not Jeff Galino, you're Jeff Gazebo now.
Hey, Gazebo.
Hey, Jeffy Gazebo.
Hey, what are you doing? A siesta over there at something? Bada bing, bada boom, he's asleep.
Hey, I don't see him no more. He went behind those berries over there.
He's out there taking a nap right next to his tomatoes. What's wrong with this guy?
He's in his hammock, okay?
Yeah.
Oh, man. So you've been doing everything but staying inside your house. And
yeah, I don't do that.
I feel like, again, it's my life has been, aside from not as much jujitsu, I've been pretty much the same. I'm still podcasting. I'm doing I've continued on. You know, I've started podcasts. I've ended podcasts. I've done everything. I've lived. I've loved. Told jokes. You know, all that stuff. I What haven't I done? Really? I guess that's
really
the
question is, yeah. Yeah.
Won a competition? Well kinda.
Competition.
What was that?
What competition was it?
I was at a in-house tournament. That was since the last time we've been.
The last time we podcasted. So of course, for our listeners, we have not podcasted since October. So November through up until now, we've been on hiatus, and we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're back like a fungus.
So yeah, how about you? What have you been up to since then?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Jiu-jitsu, work, raising kids, you know, same old for me. Wait, I mean, I train every day.
You guys, you're still having morning class?
Yeah, it's at 6 o'clock in the morning. It's called the 6 a.m. class.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the people who own the gym should make it to morning class. I don't think you're supposed to be there.
What?
Yeah, I don't think you're supposed to be there, man. You've been holding class this whole time?
Yeah, we're working on daily right now.
Bro.
It was deep daily. I missed Wednesday, but yeah, Friday we did no-gi.
We did our no-gi on Friday, and then this week, you know, we're starting here this coming week, we're working with De La Hiva Guard. And, you know, I've got a variety of options. I don't understand what the problem is.
Listen, I'm sure it's going to be fine. As long as the people who own the gym don't come in the mornings, you'll be fine.
There haven't been a lot of people there. I mean,
I didn't ask anybody. I mean, I've never asked anybody if it's okay. I mean, I've just been running class. I mean,
we don't normally ask. Like, we don't normally ask to go in there. I mean, the key still works, baby, you know?
I mean, I have a key.
Yeah.
I would still unlock the door. I mean, I assume that if we were on lockdown or whatever you're calling it, that the key wouldn't work anymore.
Hence the lock.
It opens the door right up. We walk right up the stairs, put our geese on. We get to, we're hitting it.
No, fair point. I was probably just overreacting.
Yeah, it's okay.
Now, we did plant blueberries, actually, up around the entrance of the door. So that
I would.
Yeah, yeah. That's so we have a snack on the way out.
Yeah. A healthy snack on the way out.
Probiotics, you know.
Hey, do you know what they call blueberries in New Jersey?
What?
Blueberries. Oh, man, that was stupid.
This one's for you.
Oh, man.
This podcast brought to you by
Seltzer Water.
Old Milwaukee. Old Milwaukee.
Oh, boy.
The seltzer water of cheap beer.
It's actually cheaper than seltzer water. So
probably
if you're budget-minded in the middle of this crisis, then you should think about switching from water to Old Milwaukee.
Hydrate better.
I mean, hydration's hydration, right?
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
I mean, there aren't any doctors here, are there? medical perspective.
No. Yeah.
So, which one of us is the closest to a doctor? Is the question. Is Pat?
Yeah, I think I am.
It's Pat. It's definitely Pat. So,
well, my professional opinion,
Dr. George.
I think no matter what, honestly, considering if I can be honest with you, and Jeff, I'd like to believe that I can be.
What's this now?
I think that when you look at the ingredients on a can of seltzer water, you see that the ingredients are carbonated water and natural flavors.
Right.
What are natural flavors, really, aside from, you know, what are the natural flavors that come in an Old Milwaukee? You know what I mean?
We seem to be short on ingredients with Old Milwaukee here.
Oh, there's no
ingredients. Here's the problem.
They don't even put it on the can.
Here's the problem with all this. If Pat's the closest one to a doctor... As a doctor, he's closer to the butthole side than he is to the mouth side.
Oh, did I not mention that part?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah.
So, we'll just go with it. Old mud instead of the seltzy.
Yeah. it's good for you. It's good for me. It's good for everybody.
It's not safer.
Look, I'm not saying that it cures COVID-19, but I'm not saying it doesn't.
Not going to not say it does.
I'm not going to not say it. Yeah.
So what you been doing in this downtime, Mr. McBeck?
I've been working. Been very busy with work. A lot of my clients work in healthcare, so it's been nonstop COVID-19 messaging, you know, trying to put out good information so people know how to stay safe.
What is COVID again?
What is it?
Yeah.
Do you know that space between your butthole and your testicles?
I'm a doctor.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a rash in there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. It's a rash.
I have that.
I think it's officially, well, of course you do. Right. I think it's, and Pat, you can correct me, or Dr. George, you can correct me if I'm wrong. But I think it's medically known as the taint. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Yeah.
Is that why they call it the Wuhan rash? Because when you scratch, it sounds like.
Yeah. It's when you scratch it. When you scratch it, you say Wuhan.
Yeah. Okay. I know exactly what that is. I just didn't know what you were referring to.
It's what it is. Yeah.
You're using the technical term.
Yeah. Well, I get, you know, I like to stay informed. I work in this environment a lot, so I think it's important to put out good information. So I try to use slang.
Right. Yeah.
So that's some of the stuff that you've been sharing with the public about the taint rash and everything, and that's why they want you to wash your hands. Now I get it. Now I get it. The mask thing still doesn't make sense to me, but I mean, now I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Besides that, I've just been skating a lot. And you know, working out at home, that's all I do.
Hey, how's your pivot on your left knee, right knee?
Yeah, which one? It's, is it?
You know what's funny? Low knee?
It's good. So I tore, and Galena will appreciate this. I tore my meniscus, and it's a bad tear, and so it's not going to repair itself.
What do I know about that stuff?
Well, you've got I don't want to overstep my bounds, but there's a tendon called the patella tendon.
Patellar
tendon.
You know how they say it in. Oh, it's the Nutella of muscles.
The Nutella tendon, and you tore it, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and it created a minor interruption into your jiu-jitsu life.
Yeah, minor is probably a harsh term.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
screeching halt might be better. I think that might be.
I mean,
let's just say I think maybe somebody here who will remain nameless overreacted just a little bit.
It was a blip. It was a blip on the screen. I mean,
yeah, yeah, you know, yeah, and like now, all things being considered, when we look at real problems, you kind of feel a little foolish.
Kind of being a sissy.
Yeah. Yeah. About it. So,
and what I consider to be a real problem is my ab muscles have somewhat diminished, and so doing naked butt scoots on the carpet to scratch my Wuhan rash.
Yeah,
it's really hard to hold your legs up and scoot at the same time.
Well, yeah. Well, so anyway, back to me and my meniscus tear for everybody, because I know a lot of people have been asking me about my meniscus tear. It's kind of a big deal in their lives as well as my own.
Of course.
And I appreciate I appreciate everyone reaching out, asking about it, and just letting you know that, you know, I think it's exactly the way it was before I left for the pandemic.
Really?
So.
Like,
yeah.
Nothing's changed, really. Like, it hasn't even. I know you said it wouldn't heal on its own, but you were talking about doing home like physical therapy and stuff that.
Yeah. So my legs are a lot stronger, and I'm happy about that. And the muscle groups tend to like help a lot with like no tearing, no swelling, no pain. But I was just splitting wood here before we got on the podcast. And this is no bullshit, and it totally gave out on me while I was splitting wood, and I'm like, what happened? It just like totally collapsed. I mean, it didn't hurt, but it just like clunk, it just fell.
Was it at the end or the beginning of?
Yeah,
the...
yeah. I picked them all up over my head, and it goes. That's not good. So it is what it is. At this point, like it's just one of those things that like I'll just have to deal with. You know, you can opt for or get recommended for surgery. In which case they'll cut away all the damaged stuff, but you're never, as Galeno can attest to, you're never quite the same. But then again, what does that mean anyway? and this is really kind of like, this is kind of indicative of our whole podcast today. What does it mean to be the same? You know, I'm 42 years old, you know, I mean, I'm still going to be on the mat. I'm still going to roll, you know, like we did this morning, if you remember, Pat. When we
yeah, I remember. Yeah, I was there.
You know, I'm still going to roll. I'm still going to teach. I'm still going to do jujitsu. I'm just going to have to deal with the fact that this like leg doesn't work the way that I want it to all the time. What about that, Galeno?
I hear you, man. That's where I'm at.
Right.
I'll be back next week.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. Next week.
Yeah.
Next week.
I think that's a thing too, like that a lot of people are talking about in general, like of like, no matter how much time you take, like I had a thing where I, for a little bit, we were thinking about actually moving to New York City, Dom and I. We were going to move to like a couple years ago, and we decided like, no, we can wait. She's got a really good job here. We're going to wait for another couple years, save up some more money, and then be able to do it. First of all, as of right now, yeah, now I'm thinking like, holy shit, dodged a bullet there. But also in the sense that like I was used to that was where I was going to. There's not a ton of places to do comedy around here that aren't hours away or hours of driving for, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
for anything like that. So that creative outlet of something like that, I've been able to kind of stifle that to be like, don't worry, you're going to move to a bigger market in a little bit. You'll be able to get those more sets. You'll get more time, more stuff. I've been doing that with jujitsu lately, but like, what is the normal going to be like after this? Like, are we going to have to wear masks when we roll? do you know what I mean? Like,
what does normal mean? What does the new normal mean? Because and if I can, and you know, not to put you in a weird space, but like, honestly, you've been on quarantine duty and lockdown for a long time at this point compared to the rest of us.
Yeah.
You have sort of a perspective on this that the rest of us don't. So what is the new
one? You know, it's funny. So career-wise, as well as personal life, you know, I've got some good insight to what's going on. You know, so career-wise, for anybody out there that doesn't know, I work for a company that's owned by hospitals, and we are supply chain. That's what we do for a business day in and day out. And so our hospitals look to us when it's time to start pulling product.
Right.
You know, getting product in, especially all that, you know, PPE stuff. And, you know, it's been a hectic world there. You've got, you know, I can tell you that our hospitals are working double, triple overtime to make sure that they're prepared. If they have COVID patients, you know, they're working hard to make sure that everything's, you know, ready and set and go. And, you know, those that don't see them yet and are expecting them, you know, they're doubling down on all efforts to protect, you know, you and your loved ones, should the need arise. So, you know, on a career basis, you know, it's just absolutely crazy what's going on out there. And, you know, a lot of what I do throughout the day actually is, I sit on conference calls and I hear about, you know, the worst case scenarios that are going on across the nation, in our hospitals. And, you know, we're just working to try to grease the wheels to get stuff there. On a personal note, you know, we've been isolated for, you know, quite a while now. As you know, Gabby, you know, went through some pretty heavy hospital stuff. And, you know, a lot of what happened to her in the hospital caused the need for isolation anyways through the flu and cold season. You know, so we've been locking things down for a while now. You know, we've got hand sanitizers, you know, dispensers on the walls, at the doors. You know, some of the things we had to tighten up, we do have home nursing that comes in. And so when they come, you know, they've got to glove up and mask up and wash down before they can enter the house. We got signs up on the doors. You know, we've got Amazon leaving stuff at the top of the driveway. You know, we'll wave and they'll wave and they'll leave it at the driveway and then we'll go get it. We wipe everything down. Before it comes in the house, you know, everything gets wiped down with some sort of sterilizer, you know, whether it be a spray or a wipe. But we were doing that before too. You know, a lot of what we're doing now is just making sure that the social distancing stuff, that we're being real diligent with that. And if I didn't have, so by the way, my parents moved in and they're in that 65 and older bracket. So, you know, if you have people in your household that are 65 and older or that have underlying medical conditions or pre-existing medical conditions, you should be tight as it is. If you don't, you probably have a little more flexibility with some of that risk. We don't have that. I've got both that older age and, you know, underlying medical conditions in my home. And so we've been locked up for a while. I'll tell you what I've learned. Number one, and I won't go into, you know, all 50 of them, but number one is that if you spend a lot of time with your family, you know, you might just learn you like them more than you even thought you did. You know, like I liked them a lot before, but now it's like we're finding new ways to have fun together and and just spend some of that like quality rub time, you know, just being close and figuring out how to just stay tight.
Well, yeah, I think that's perfectly said. And what's funny is that when this whole thing kicked off, I got stuck with Kyle's mom and we've been finding new ways to explore and enjoy each other.
That's quality rub time too, huh?
Yeah, like that's any different than before.
Yeah, it's really not.
It's your really place not. Or mine.
It's totally true though, man. I've actually, you know, in terms of like, and now to be fair, like I work and have been working from home. My office is in my home, so I've been working from home with my wife for years. So this wasn't like a new thing for us. If we had to be together all the time, it wasn't. And I do appreciate that for a lot of folks, it is, you know, and you're starting to realize that, like, you know, having to see them and be with them nonstop can be difficult. Especially because you have like, you sort of have your work self and then you have your, you know, your private self, and those things are like clashing now. And so I can appreciate that it's difficult for a lot of folks. Fortunately for me, I didn't have that problem. You know, I work with my wife every day. I see her every day. And so like it was an easy transition, but you know, as far as like my family time and my kids and stuff, I mean, I don't have the anxiety that maybe a lot of other folks do. I enjoy their company. I think everybody in the house has done a great job of like holding the line and doing their part. And I really couldn't be more proud of them, you know? And I think everybody gets blue and depressed or feeling a little sad about things, you know, as to be expected. But they handle it really well. And they do a pretty good job of not taking it out on everybody else, you know, and a lot of them are little, and it's hard to explain to them why they can't go back to school. But they appreciate the, you know, the candor that we have in our household and have handled it really well. So
that's nice.
And I've enjoyed their company and we've done a lot of skating. Hey, can I give a shout out? I need to give a shout out.
Please do.
Shout out to Jared Lafferty.
You guys, yeah.
Right. I've been contacting him, not regularly, but, off and on here about, like things for skating and like tips on things that I'm not doing correctly and so forth. And man, he's really helped me out just over Facebook Messenger, you know, just on the ball. I love that guy. So
I do too. I always heckle him. He put a video out doing a kickflip off of a box and I was heckling him, like telling him it was, you know, kind of weak and. But honestly, like he just makes it look so effortless, you know.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
He's a great guy and I just appreciate it as like, you know, in a weird way, it's like it's some way to stay connected to these guys and be able to do this stuff. And so I've enjoyed very much and honestly, like his advice has been very helpful. And essentially his advice is the same advice that I would give my students in jiu-jitsu, which is as soon as you're tired and feel like you want to quit, to keep going, keep drilling it, drill for skill is his mantra, you know, keep doing it reps, you know, and it actually pushed me over that hump. And I've had an explosive amount of growth in skating in the last several weeks. And it's been thanks to Jared, you know, shouting at me over a text message, you know. So.
You know, and growth is fun. And it leads me into a topic I wanted to talk to you guys about because, you know, when you experience that growth, and I think a lot of people are noticing that, I've heard a lot of stories that people were like, oh, I was hitting like all cylinders right before this and now I can't train, whatever, you know. And, you know, it's hard because that growth is fun. When you start seeing success, that's where the fun is, right?
Right.
Now, I was watching an interview with Lucas Lepre. You guys familiar with him? Black
yeah.
belt.
Yep.
He's a big competitor. He's kind of the old school guy, you know, competitor. And what they were talking about is how the ADCC and IBJJF tournaments, one, I believe it's the IBJJF, does testing for, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, and the other one doesn't. And he said, you know, some people come in as, you know, a lightweight for the IBJJF, and they come in like middle heavyweight when they come in the ADCC because they're just packing on muscle.
Right.
And he was talking about, you know, he would like to see that evened out. And he said he's always been a competitor that lives the jiu-jitsu lifestyle, right? Like he's not doing performance-enhancing drugs. And he's a high-level competitor. He wins.
Right.
And he wins against big names. And, you know, it's just cool to see someone talk about the jiu-jitsu lifestyle. And I started thinking about that. You know, I went from having surgery on my knee and being out for, you know, a solid 6 months. And being in a hospital room, you know, very, very small space, 10 foot by 10 foot, for another 3 months. You know, some of that kind of crossed over. But, you know, it was a very sedentary time. Not to mention that I was doing a lot of healing and my body didn't really respond to physical activity real well at the time. And, you know, since I've been home, I've been doing a lot of yard work and starting to put on muscle again and starting to get into shape and, you know, doing things that make me feel good when I exert energy, all that stuff. But right. He was talking about the jiu-jitsu lifestyle. I was driving with my dad, and my dad was saying, you know, I feel like he's 65, 66. And he was saying, we were out working in the yard. He said, I just hurt so much. And I said, you know what? But Dad, here's the thing. You know, the jiu-jitsu lifestyle is interesting because it recognizes that you're going to have pain either way.
Right.
Right? Like right. You can have pain if you sit around all the time. Your back's going to hurt. Your abs are going to hurt from holding up a big gut. Your legs are going to be tired and sore. You're going to have to breathe heavy. If you do anything active, you get a headache. You're just winded. You just don't feel good. We also experience a lot of pain. You're rolling, Jeff, with a bum knee.
Yeah.
And that thing sticks. And when it sticks, it hurts.
It hurts, yeah.
You know, Pat, I saw you scratched your cheek one time. You know, I know that hurt.
Now, I've broken a notorious a number of toes. I've broken a ridiculous number of toes, which one still hurts, by the way. I think you were right. It's definitely dislocated or something. There's something messed up with it, but you're right. And I scratched my cheek, my butt cheek.
And, yeah. You're right, one.
But the thing is, you know, you get to choose. We do have a choice every day to choose that. And the jiu-jitsu lifestyle, don't get it wrong, it's the warrior lifestyle, right? And I also spent some time watching the Dawn Wall and Free Solo again for the third time, I think, at this point. And those guys are climbers. They climb without ropes. They're really weird, like really high stuff and whatever. But they talk about the warrior lifestyle, like you live as close as you can to death, and it gives you the most amount of fulfillment, right? Because everything you do requires all of you. And, you know, between those two things, it's going to hurt either way. You have a choice. You can either have fun and hurt or not do anything and hurt. And you get to live a little bit closer to death, which gives you some excitement and you feel alive. It needs all of you.
That's good. Yeah. I dig that. I dig that. So, I mean, I think for a lot of our, you know, partners in jiu-jitsu and, you know, a lot of our classmates and especially our students, the 6 a.m. class, that we say that you know, we appreciate that, like it's frustrating not to be able to roll, but it doesn't mean that you are now not part of the jiu-jitsu lifestyle, and you have a choice to make, right? Because my biggest concern is that, like, you know, we're looking at now that we have if we're lucky, you know, we'll be back on the mats, you know, by June, if we're lucky. And for a lot of folks, it's just going to be too much. They're like, I'm paying for a membership. You know, as it turns out, I really didn't like jiu-jitsu that much in the first place, or I actually don't care that it's missing out of my life. And for a lot of folks, I think too, that there's going to be that decision time as to whether or not they're going to come back to jiu-jitsu you know, once everything is clear. And, I think for those people, you have to consider whether or not this is, because let me put it into perspective. For at least for two of us on this podcast, you know, we're looking at, 13 years of jiu-jitsu, you know, and not all those 13 years were productive years of training and, you know, and get hit in the mats and competition and all that other stuff. There's a lot of times in there that you either can't train for one reason or another because of injury or family issues or financial issues or whatever. And then there's, you have to face that and deal with it and decide, make a decision in that time period, whether or not you are of jiu-jitsu or you're not. And while it sucks that you can't be on the mat, you can't roll, that doesn't exclude you from that community, I think.
Really. Well, and you know what? You know me, I'm about challenges. So if you do choose, like Mr. Beck just said, if you're out there and you do choose that you're going to embrace this lifestyle, right? I've got a challenge for you. Jeff just got done saying that Mr. Lafferty told him that repetition, right, will make you better. And Jeff is proof that he had an explosion of growth right then. Watch a movie called Free Solo. I just mentioned it before. You might want to watch Dawn Wall first. You can appreciate Free Solo a little better after that. But regardless, watch Free Solo. And what I want you to hone in on is right before he climbs, he goes through his notebook, right? And in this notebook, the entire climb up this 3,000-odd-foot face, he knows every finger hold, toe hold, movement, and he has them synchronized. And so when he goes to make those movements on the wall, it's not something he's doing and figuring out on his way up. He already has done the climb a million times in his head. And I want you to think about jiu-jitsu that way, right? When you go to make a sweep, let's talk about a scissor sweep, right? The scissor sweep isn't like you just turn on your side and kick somebody, right? It is when you first start, and it is when you're really good at it. But here's what happens in the middle. You learn that when you first start, it didn't work. So you need to figure out all those steps, right? Right hand on the lapel, left hand on the sleeve grip. When you're ready to go, you turn your body, you knee slice across their hip. You pull them into you to load their weight. And when you do that, you feel them get light. And then you scissor kick and you follow them over and out, right? It's a step-by-step process. In your mind, and again, that warrior lifestyle, all in, focus, you know, in the zone, whatever you want to call it, but make it to the point that you're not at that beginning where you just bend over and kick, but you're at the other end. When you bend over and kick, you've already done all those little steps along the way. Challenge.
Right. So use this time. And I agree with that. I think that's one of the interesting parts about this is that, you know, we want to have some sort of physical connection to jiu-jitsu. We want to drill at home. We want to, you know, if you're lucky enough to have somebody, a spouse that trains you guys. I've seen a lot of you guys with mats in your house and you roll, and that's awesome. You know, you're lucky for you. But for the vast majority of folks, they just don't have access to like physical, you know, combat for jiu-jitsu. And I would argue, though, that 90% of jiu-jitsu is in your head. You know, if you've spent all this time at this point up to this point training your body for jiu-jitsu, now is the time to use it to train your mind. You don't have anything else to do, so use it. You know, in terms of jiu-jitsu, I'm sure you have lots of other things to do, but in terms of jiu-jitsu, you don't have anything else to do, so use that time to train that muscle. You know, think about those moves, think about how you're going to execute, envision yourself hitting that move and winning, you know.
It down to most basic steps. You guys, I Jeff, I know you've seen it. I don't know if you have, Pat, but there's a book out there called Jiu-Jitsu University.
It's like I have it downstairs. I have it downstairs.
Big book, super expensive, but worth it. But every single page of that book is broken down in steps just like that. Yeah. Like it's, if you take that book and you open all the pages like an accordion and you put it up that cliff in El Capitan out in Yosemite, right? Each one of those steps is a link along that climb, right?
Yeah.
And the jiu-jitsu way is the same thing. It's just a series of steps. You have to take them. You can't skip them. You skip them, they reverse you. You get swept. If you want to improve your game and have fun, see growth, because growth is fun. Trust me.
Yeah.
Right.
Try it.
Yeah, I think, and eventually, I don't know if this is true or not. I think the original title of that book was Pat, These Are All the Things You're Doing Wrong.
That's correct.
I think that's what it was. I feel like I should have been in the illustrations. No.
And also, just as a listener warning, when you look up the movie Free Solo, just know that there's two different versions of this, and you want the one that's rated PG. That's what.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Because at first I thought we were on the same page, and then after you started describing what the movie was about, I realized that we were not.
Yeah, Beck was still talking about that explosive growth that we were talking about, I think.
Right. Exactly. So just a listener warning, make sure that you're selecting the right film.
Either way, it is going to lead to explosive growth, but each video is just it's a different direction.
Just like all other growth, it's individualistic. I mean, it's contingent upon the person. So I'm just saying.
Yeah.
No judgment.
I'm not passing judgment. I'm just saying I spent a lot of time in Free Solo, if you know what I mean.
During the quarantine?
Yeah.
Right.
Quality time.
Correcto.
Yeah. But you know what? Even if people take this challenge, they're still going to suck.
Yeah. You're still going to suck at jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes.
Because we all do most of the time. So what else, guys?
Well, I mean, you know, I think we're at that point in the podcast that we could say, you know, we're like, so what's going on with you guys? You know, what's on your mind? We've got a what's on your mind moment. So, Pat, we're going to start with you.
My mind? It's been all over the place. Honestly, really, and I don't mean to just jump on anyone's bandwagon because I feel like I have a personal connection with it, but Tiger King. I don't know if you guys have watched.
Okay.
I know.
I've not partaken in the Tiger King.
This is the second documentary, guys, that is directly linked to something of my childhood growing up in Florida. So for anybody that doesn't know,
right, there you go.
Any last holdouts? I don't know. Again, it's not family friendly. So I don't, you know, don't sit down and watch it with the kids, but there's a show of a crazy person. It's a documentary series, mini series about a bunch of crazy people owning exotic pets, mainly tigers. Then there's drama that ensues from there. But when I was a child, one of the biggest issues in the documentary is the issue of cub petting, of tiger cubs being used. You know, you pay $20, you get to pet the cub and hold it and go and annoy it for like 20 seconds and then hand it away. When I was a young boy, around the year, I don't know exactly what year it was, but the year that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers first changed their logo from the gay pirate to the dead pirate. they switched it. I had a jersey and a hat, and I have somewhere a Polaroid picture of me holding a tiger cub from one of the people from this documentary.
There you go.
I have a direct link to it. And I'll tell you what, the person from Florida in the documentary thinks that she's better from somebody. And I've got news for you. There ain't nobody from Florida that's better than anybody.
You know, it's funny. I relate on a personal note because when I was a young boy, I pet a tiger cub a lot on my own Free Solo as well.
and that led to that growth. Yeah. And then over time.
Explosive amount of growth. You know, it's just reps, really.
Yeah, you get better at petting your tiger cub.
You get better at it. You know, if you're tired, you just keep going.
You really got to earn those stripes, you know?
Yeah, I'm just...
literally. I'll tell you, I put notes in my phone. Like last night, I could not sleep because I was thinking about that so much that I was like, I'm directly. My hands are all over this thing. I got blood all over my hands.
Yeah, Yeah.
Yeah, you're guilty.
I am.
Guilty
I'm part of it.
Charged.
So how about you, Beck?
Yeah, what about
on
you?
Your mind?
What's on my mind? It's funny. I think outside of the obvious, like the, you know,
pandemic-y things. I think our feed is a little messed up here. You were twitching a little bit there.
Yeah, it was a little bit broken up there. I think outside of our set of circumstance right now, which is, you know, surrounding the pandemic and COVID-19, I think, you know, a lot of the things I think about has everything to do with growth. It has everything to do with opportunity because along with the pandemic and the health concerns is everybody's concern over the economy and like what's going to happen. And I'm sure there are several of our listeners that are like in flux in terms of employment, what's happened with their jobs and so on and so forth. And I just wanted to put this out here for everybody to listen to and understand that, like, and I know Galino and I and Pat, you were included in this, of course, is that when we talk about this stuff, we're just average people. We're just average Joes with families and jobs and bills to pay, and we do jujitsu and we do a lot of other things. But for the most part, we're pretty just normal guys. I mean, we're not. There's nothing extraordinary except for that in and of itself is extraordinary. The last time we faced an economic downturn, which was in 2008, I started my business. In that, I mean, it went full force, and I had the most growth, the most push forward in that time period, in a place where like nobody had any money to spend, right? There were no career opportunities and jobs and so on and so forth. And I started my business in that. And when we're looking at these like these sets of circumstances that are here now, it got me thinking about what kind of things can I be doing for explosive growth. Starting with introspection and deciding like, what can I do, either to help myself or help others. And it has produced results yet again. And so I think that is something that can be done with everybody. If you're in this position now where you have time on your hands and you have things that you wanted to do, there's an opportunity for risk, that you can take. I mean, from a business perspective or from a, you know, like a dream perspective, whatever it is, doesn't have to be something that makes you money, but it can be, and I don't mean risk your health, but I mean, go out and think about all the things that you've wanted to do. Is now the opportunity to do those things and explore those options. And so I encourage our listeners to go and actually do those things. Don't be a sissy. Don't end this, this entire pandemic with saying, I just sat at home and watched Netflix, right? Go out and do something, or I say go out, but even if it's just at home, do those things that you wanted to do and explore those options. And I'm telling you, it works. It works, it works, it works. I'm telling you it works because it does, because I'm doing it myself. I've done it before. I'm doing it again. And like a lot of folks, I get stuck in the sort of rote, safety that's created when you're doing things like on repeat, right? That there's a security in that. And then when all that stuff goes away, you are left with just yourself. And what do I do with that? And so for me, on a positive note, these things occurred again, and it made me think about it. And I've put that mentality of growth and exploration into practice, and it's working for me again. And I think it can work for everybody else too, no matter what it is that they're interested in doing.
So don't just sit around and don't sit around and free solo your tiger cub. Do it.
You can do that. You can do that.
But get good at it.
To concentrate on other things.
Oh, okay. I get it. See, I was at that point, I was thinking, I was essentially feeling like the get out, I feel like it's more like of just get out of your comfort zone. Like the thing we were talking about before, where I was like, yeah, I guess I'll start. I wanted to do more, have more creative outlets, and I started the Twitch stream. And
exactly.
And I started a thing where we started our own Twitch channel, or where we were called the Bored Georges, where it's BOARD. And we started out by just playing Yahtzee and just kind of podcasting, you know what I mean?
Right.
But it's turned into, now we play everything. We play all kinds of different games and stuff. And I've definitely learned a lot. And it's one of those things where, like, I probably never would have done this if I wasn't stuck to the confines of this and was forced to, essentially. So yeah, that's beautiful. Yeah. Hell yeah.
And if nothing comes of that, Pat, like, I mean, in terms of, like, I don't know, whatever you would consider to be success, whether it's financial gain or new opportunities in the job market or whatever. What it at the very least, what it's done is created an environment in which you got to know your wife better, right?
Yeah.
And so it's relationship. So like there's success in all of this and the opportunities. I just want people to think about it from that perspective is essentially what I'm saying. This is presents you with new opportunities. It does force you into an uncomfortable situation, which by the way, relates directly to jujitsu because jujitsu is all about being comfortable in uncomfortable situations. And it wouldn't surprise me at all if many of our listeners are already taking that advice and doing those things. So it's not because I said something on this podcast, but because, you know, that's their lifestyle, the jujitsu lifestyle. Yeah. So anyway, that's what's on my mind. Galeno, you're up, buddy.
You know what's on my mind is entertainment. I've been thinking a lot about this. You know, we are at a unique point in time in all of history, right, where we have access to entertainment 24/7, and it's in our hands, it's on our TVs, iPads. I mean, anywhere you want to go. Even during this crazy time right now, you have access. I mean, there's bandwidth issues. Like, don't get me wrong. In our house, we got a lot of people accessing the Wi-Fi. But, you know, the entertainment is constant. And, you know, one of the things that I kind of had to shift my mindset. We have a lot of time now. Netflix, you could watch that from front to back, and it's a bottomless pit. And then you have Amazon Prime, Hulu. And then if you have a cable subscription, all the apps that, you know, Science Channel, History Channel, I mean, anything you want to do,
freaking
you can watch all day, every day, right? But one of the things I've been trying to do is use entertainment as an education time for pushing myself forward, right? So I'm into gardening right now. So a lot of the things that I'm consuming entertainment-wise have to do with some sort of gardening or homesteading or something along those lines. And, you know, it's led me to some really cool things. You know, I'm growing some tomatoes that I've had seeds for 10 years that we're trying to revive. And these are tomatoes like straight from Italy. And, you know, they're amazing. And if we can get them to grow, it's going to be amazing. Things like that. You know, it's the Easter season. There's a cool, I did post today on Facebook, there's a cool outlet called The Chosen. And, you know, it's the life of Jesus through the Gospels. You know, it's Easter season. You've got a time on your hands. Use it for things to grow yourself. Mindless stuff. I think a lot of people, when you're talking about the Tiger King, are like, I'll never get that time back, right? It's true.
Yeah.
You will never get that time back. Unless you were on a treadmill or a stationary bike during it, it was right. A complete waste of time. Other than causing your mind to think about really good memes.
Yeah. Yeah, Jeff Exotic. How about, what do you think?
Yeah.
Which one of you guys want to be Jeff Exotic?
Oh, well, it's definitely Galeno.
But, you know, you can take your time. Even if you're YouTubing jiu-jitsu, you know, do the moves. You know, don't just watch them, but use them to inspire you to go do something. We've got a time right now, again, unprecedented in history. We've got a lot of time on our hands for most of us. Some of us are working more now than they ever have. But if you're going to consume a lot of entertainment, put it to good use. And again, like Jeff said, not because I'm saying it on here, you're probably thinking the same way, but so am I. And it's always about the struggle, right? Like, I've been through some crazy stuff this year. And not to say, you know, belittle that at all, but I'm stronger now because of it. You know, I wouldn't change any of it. I would take away a lot of the pain. I would take away a lot of the heartache, you know, the long nights. But what it's caused me to be now, I don't know how I'd ever say I want that to change. I mean, I'm a new person. I'm a different person. So use this time. Create struggle for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know, do something.
I will say, when we were watching Tiger King, I was practicing toe holds on Dom the whole time.
Beautiful.
So, I mean, that is totally legit.
Okay, I was just double checking. Yeah, I was doing a lot of that, and when I saw her face wince, I was like, got it. All right, let me try this leg. Let me switch legs here.
Yeah. Good. Well, great, guys. Beautiful. Well, you know, as always, it was, you know, I'm thrilled to be back to podcasting. We're going to try and make it a habit as often as we can to lay down some episodes for you guys and get back to recording. And just know that, you know, big shout out to our 6 a.m. crew. You know, big shout out to Harrisburg Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Judo. You know, we're thinking of you guys as always. We want to get out there and be constructive. Oh, also big shout out to Toby One Kenobi. Just want to let you know that, I've been putting on a lot of muscle in the last couple of weeks. I think I look pretty good, you know, about 185 at this point, and, I'm coming after you. So
you have mandatory shirt off times.
Yeah. It's daily. Yeah.
And you have to carry daily. Your kids wherever you're going on your shoulders.
Well, what happens is I spend most of the time in front of the mirror and, you know, looking at myself.
Yeah. Well, that's flex time. Yeah. You have to have flex time too.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I tend to like move the lighting underneath of me so that I can see my abs, and I'm like, yeah, that looks good. You know, I'll take some selfies. I'm going to put them up on the 6 a.m. page for everybody to enjoy.
I love it.
It's probably, yeah.
But, all right, y'all.
Hell yeah. So,
what's good?
All right. See you guys.